Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Innal hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at. Indeed, good deeds do away with bad deeds. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has encouraged us to increase in intending and doing good deeds for His sake, and has promised us in return the abode of paradise by His grace. O Allah, to you belongs all praise. We believe in you. We believe in your angels, your divine books, your messengers. We believe in the last day and in your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, for you are the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And we are content with you as our Rabb, as our nurturing and sustaining Lord. Islam as our deen, as our religion and way of life. And our Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our prophet and messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Say, O my servants who have believed, have taqwa of Allah. For those who do good in this world is good. أيها المؤمنون, O believers. A companion who had once fallen into a type of sin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after he mentioned the particular sin he had done, the revelation came down. And in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and established prayer at the two ends of the day and at the approach of the night. And then Allah said, Innal hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at, ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Indeed, good deeds do away with bad deeds. And this is a reminder for those who take heed of the remembrance. Another companion asked, Ya Nabi Allah, hadha lahu khasa? O Prophet of Allah, is this revelation specifically for him? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied by saying, Bal linnasi kaffa, rather it is for all of the people. Brothers and sisters, how great is the mercy of Allah? How great is the mercy of Allah with regards to us, His slaves? For He forgives our sins and erases our misdeeds whenever we commit ourselves to a life of performing good deeds. For to do so is to act upon the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who informed us by saying, وَأَتْبِعَ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. And follow up any bad deeds you do by doing good deeds, for the good deeds will wipe out the latter or wipe out the bad deeds. Brothers and sisters, whoever does much good in their lives and whoever commits themselves to doing good in their lives, then they have an ability to place their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they should place their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace, will erase thereby their previous sins and exchange them for the good deeds when it comes to the record of deeds that are to be displayed on the Day of Judgment. With regards to this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of a person who on the Day of Judgment, he said, يُؤْتَى بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Such a man will be brought on the Day of Resurrection or Day of Judgment, فَيُقَالُ, and it will be said to him, عَمِلْتَ يَوْمَ كَذَا وَكَذَا كَذَا وَكَذَا. On such and such a day you did such and such a thing, and on such and such a day you did such and such a thing. فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ, and so he will say yes. Until finally, فَيُقَالُ لَهُ, until finally it will be said to him, فَإِنَّ لَكَ مَكَانَ كُلِّ سَيِّئَةٍ حَسَنَةً. It will be said to him, and there is indeed for you in every place or every place where an evil deed has been written for you, you will now have a good deed. Subhanallah. This is a great bounty. This exchange whereby what we have done that may be seen as a shortcoming or a misdeed be replaced in its entirety in our scroll of deeds and be written as if we've done good deeds in their place. The scholars say that this type of exchange or replacement, whereby the bad deeds are completely annulled and good deeds are written in their place, can be hope for someone who sincerely regrets and repents from the sins that they've done. And a sign of such nedam, of such regret and displeasure with sin, is that a person makes this sincere repentance and then commits himself with his resolve to a life of goodness. The sign of this commitment is that they are conscious of what of the shortcomings that they've done. And it's this very shortcoming, this very consciousness of this shortcoming, which increases their sense of humility and awe before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which further builds their resolve to hasten to righteousness and to do more and more good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلَ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. For them, Allah will replace their evil deeds with good, and ever is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving and merciful. Ibadullah, slaves of Allah. Indeed, from the mercy of Allah is that He's made the means by which we can draw nearer to Him in doing good deeds of variegated and different natures and types. So we can draw nearer to Him by performing the salawat, both regularly and ensuring we have much optional nawafil prayer to offer. We can draw nearer to Him by giving charity. We can draw nearer to Him by fasting. We can draw nearer to Him by honoring the ties of our kinships. Or we can draw nearer to Him by many other different types of devotions, all of which help remove and erase sin from our lives. Amongst the greatest of these good deeds we can do is that of performing dhikr, or remembrance of Allah, and of attending such gatherings of dhikr, which includes any gatherings we may attend for the sake of seeking true knowledge that draws us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which even includes the act of, for example, listening to the Jummah khutbah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regards, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ قَوْمٍ اجْتَمَعُوا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ لَا يُرِيدُونَ بِذَلِكَ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ إِلَّا نَادَاهُمْ مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَنْ قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. The Prophet ﷺ said, no group of people assemble sincerely for the dhikr of Allah, not seeking anything besides His countenance, except that a caller calls out to them from the heavens, rise, for you are forgiven, as your previous sins have been replaced by good deeds. Indeed, from the bounty of using our time in doing good deeds and ensuring we make the most of our lives in doing such good, is making sure that whenever blessed occasions come, that we invest our time in doing good deeds therein. So here we are. We're in the month of Sha'ban, which is a month in which the subtle breezes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine grace comes upon us, wherein which we have a chance to do good and have our goodness multiplied manyfold. For this is a month in which we are told that our deeds are raised up for the entire year. And hence the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase in this month with much fasting, as it is amongst the greatest of good deeds we can do, through which we can erase our sins in this month, especially as a preparation for the month of fasting that comes after it. The companion Usama ibn Zayd, may Allah be pleased with both the father and the son, narrates that he once said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, I do not see you fasting any month as much as you fast in Sha'ban. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, responded by saying, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبٍ وَرَمَضَانٍ وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. That is the month to which people do not pay much attention between Rajab and Ramadan. It is a month in which the deeds are raised up to the Lord of all the worlds. And I like that my deeds be raised up and I am in a state of fasting. Brothers and sisters, amongst the greatest of good deeds we can do, alongside all of the deeds we've mentioned before, is ensuring our hearts are pure and we have salamat al-sadr. We have hearts that are free from grudges and rancor and bitterness towards the rest of creation or anyone of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This entails that we should be able to forgive others for what we perceive their transgressions to be towards us, and that we are able to let go of any sense of bitterness that may still be in our hearts. For our deeds proceed from our hearts, and the more pure our hearts are, and the more able to dedicate themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more pure and sincere our deeds become. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as believers, He says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا, and let them, the believers, pardon and overlook. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, would you not like that Allah should forgive you? وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ, and Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we wish that you forgive us in these blessed days that are coming upon us. We wish that you pardon our sins. And we ask that you enable us to also forgive any sense of transgressions that we think others may have done upon us. We ask you, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you give us open hearts and hearts full of any bitterness towards the creation. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you bless us with the ability to continue to dedicate our lives to doing good deeds, and that you ultimately bless us with paradise as an abode, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you facilitate for us obedience towards you, and you bless us with obedience towards your messenger and obedience towards those you've ordered us to show obedience towards in accordance with your saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa ulil amri minkum. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.